You're listening to The Art Cityscape. Welcome to the Art Cityscape podcast. On today's episode, Mayor Matt Packard and Parks and Recreation Director Stacy Child share a discussion about the Clyde Recreation Center. They'll talk a bit about its history, its popularity, its programs, and its future outlook. We hope you enjoy it.
Okay, well, we'd like to welcome you to our new podcast. It's in relationship. I've got Stacy Child here, who is over all the recreation of the city, and we wanted to talk a little bit about the Clyde Rec Center, kind of bring ourselves up to date on it and talk about some of the programs and some of the opportunities that are there. So we appreciate these podcasts and hope that you find them very useful and helpful to you as you keep yourself up to date on what's happening with the city. So, Stacy, we're glad to have you here. We know that you're so busy, and being able to take a few minutes out of your busy schedule to come and talk with the citizens and talk with us in relationship to the Clyde Center. So why don't you, for some people are brand new to the city, maybe tell them about the Clyde Center, how it all maybe came to be in a very, very, very short way. And why it's there and what the purpose of it is, and really the support that the city has for it. So just briefly.
Great. Okay. Well, I'm, of course, one of my favorite things to talk about because I love the Clyde Recreation Center, and it is a wonderful thing for the community. And I started a little bit later after the Clyde Recreation Center was built, but as a citizen, I remember that it was something that the community really wanted. And so through, you know, the proper process, they went through and bonded for it, worked with Nebo School District also with an interlocal agreement, and the district also contributed to it, as well as Clyde Companies. They also had a large donation in the center, and hence the name Clyde Recreation Center. And so I know it took about 4 years to get it all built and ready to go. It opened in 2018, and it has just been going great since it's been opened. We had a little, you know, during COVID, we had to do a little bit of a shutdown, but it was one of the only centers in the state that was able to open earlier than most, and they were able to keep it open and running, you know, with you know, all the COVID measures, but they were able to keep it going. So,
well, that's great. Yeah. Well, we are grateful to the Clyde family and to the Clyde Companies and being able to make such a wonderful donation to us, as well as I remember, Wilford was mayor at the time, and so it was a great thing to be able to have as an addition to our city, to be able to give recreation and opportunity for our citizens. So we'll talk a little bit about some of the services that you have there, some of the ones that are maybe more popular than others, and then others that you think that are can be promoted just a little bit, and then also we'll talk a little bit about what's coming up, but maybe some new programs. So
great. Okay, so we've got, you know, the thing I love about the rec center is that we've got something for everybody. We've got, you know, things that begin, you know, just little. We have a child watch, so moms can drop off their kids and go work out, and have wonderful, wonderful staff that takes care of the kids there. We also have Tiny Tots, that is a smaller class for kids, so they can come and they just get to be introduced to all sorts of different recreation things, Zumba, kids yoga. We've got lots of things for the little kids, and then we just keep moving up with the teens. We've got an open gym that's open all of the time for basketball. It seems like that one is one of the most popular areas of the recreation center. Also we've got pickleball and volleyball, and it's all scheduled in different times, but opportunities in the gym that everybody can use. Then we keep going. We've got lots of fitness classes. In fact, we have about 20 to 26 fitness classes per day, with lots of different options.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
It's great. And there's lots of different ones. Some of our most popular ones are our Silver Sneakers and our Twinges in the Hinges classes. Those are it's a great class, and it's always full, but it's great because there's always room in there as well. So some really fun classes. Drums Alive is another class that is one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. You get to work out while making some music and working on some big, huge blow-up balls. it's really fun.
In fact, I think we did that as a city council.
You might remember us doing that. It was fun, right?
It was a lot.
And it was a good workout. It's amazing how much you can get a workout.
Really untalented when it comes to rhythm.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there's a big following for that. We also have a CRC Fit class. We have a pump class. They're just really popular. In fact, a lot of our fitness classes, we have a small fitness room, and we've had to move our fitness classes into the gym because they've become so popular, and there's a lot of people that want to participate, so we've been able to expand and move our classes out there. Our cycle classes are always really popular, and we've got a whole cycle room dedicated, you know, for cycle classes, and it stays busy. It's always busy. And then, of course, we've got our free weights and all of the exercise machines that are available for working out. And they stay busy. So, but it's great. We do have, we have our two pools. We have our activity pool for smaller kids with slides. And, of course, our summer pool that's outside. I'm getting excited. I'm ready to open the summer pool. We've got a few more months, but we do have our fun summer activity pool. And then we have our competition pool that has at least about 11 laps for lap swimmers. Mm-hmm. So, and in fact, we just moved it to meters. So it's the long way. It's 25 meters across just to give everybody an extra kind of change things up and give them a little bit further to swim. So, and also right now we're going to be starting our water polo, starts tonight. Mm-hmm. We've got a high school water polo team as well as a water polo club that you can join and learn about water polo. And
so it's competition then?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So they get to do different tournaments and compete across the state with different water polo teams.
Oh, that's great.
So that's great. Really fun.
So what other programs are you thinking about? I'm just amazed at the variety of opportunities to be able to participate on a recreational basis. But what are some of your thoughts in relationship to what may be coming down the road and things that you find interesting for the citizens to know about?
So one thing we're really excited about is we just hired a new fitness manager, Jenny Davis, and she's super excited. She's bringing a lot of new different fitness classes to the center, which we're really excited about. We're excited to see what she'll do with that. A lot of fitness events, that has, you know, different opportunities for people to get involved as well. I'm just trying to think what else is coming up. Our Lucky Tri. Mm-hmm. So that's a small triathlon, and we do it all right in the center. That's coming up in March. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think it's March 11th. That's a Saturday. And it's a mini tri. So I think you run a mile and a half, and then you have to bike, you know, in the cycle studio, you bike 10 miles, and then you swim 200 meters for the tri. And then we also have, if you can't do that, we have the Little Leprechaun. So it's a little bit
That may be my category.
Right? Mine too. It's a lot of fun. I think I'm really excited about the triathlon down there. I think it should be a lot of fun and have just some fun competition.
Oh, that's great. Is the center, is it busy? Do people in town, do they go down there? And do you find that lots of citizens want to participate there?
Yes. In fact, we have our slogan is "You belong here." And so there really is a sense of community down there. And I think a lot of people love to go down and participate. Usually we have over 1,000 people that come daily, you know, in and out the doors. At least, yes, in and out the door for different, you know, we're open from 5 a.m. until 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. So between all of those hours, we've got a lot of people in and out. And I think for a lot of people, it is a place, you know, to meet up with friends and work out or bring your families and have the opportunity, you know, to spend time together doing different things. Or, you know, if dad wants to go upstairs and work out and kids want to swim or mom, you know, wants to take a class. Mm-hmm. There's just lots of different options for everybody. And you see a lot of youth coming down with their buddies, you know, or, you know, just to play, you know, basketball or to swim or just to do lots of different things. Yesterday, with the holiday, we had our Wibbit put up, which is a big blow-up kind of ninja course. And it's so much fun. We had a lot of kids down there participating in that. And it's a lot of fun to watch them.
So for the citizens, it sounds like you're not just for the old gray hairs. No. It's for everyone from beginning all the way through.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's something for everybody down there.
That's great. Now, you have some pickleball courts mm-hmm. out on the, in the east side.
Yes.
Talk with us a little bit about the seasonality to those that mm-hmm. are on the outside, how well they've been accepted, and just your thoughts.
Okay. Oh, pickleball is huge, and it's growing.
Yeah.
We have 6 courts, and during the summer, they're full. They stay pretty full. We have a system so people can rotate in and out and play, and it also becomes kind of a community down there as well of different people that love to play the game. We also have, we've got classes set up, so if you haven't learned pickleball, we've got adult classes and youth classes set up for pickleball. Of course, those will start this spring. I've been surprised, though. I go down there, and on a day, if it's a little bit warm outside, there's people playing pickleball down there.
Oh,
so, yes, it's there. A lot of people love the game, and it's really fun. I've got to work at it. I've got to get a little bit better, but but it's really fun, and it's, again, that's something that, you know, all ages, you know, from kids up through seniors can participate in, which I love.
It's so. Been very popular mm-hmm. as far as the mobility goes and being able to be very inclusive of all different ages and abilities.
Absolutely.
And
so, I think that's a huge draw for it.
Well, Stacy, let's talk a little bit about maybe those things that are coming up so that the citizens are aware of things that they need to be aware of, that they need to get ahead of to register for.
Great.
Some thoughts?
Okay, great. So one of the things that's always really popular down at the Clyde Recreation Center is our swimming lessons. And they, for March, we have 2 sessions coming up. So if they want to register for March, for sure, get online. And that's a great thing. We have different ways you can register. You can get on our website. You can go on we've got an app, a Clyde Recreation Center app that anybody can get. Also, you can call our desk. Our staff is great down there, and they'll help you any way they can. So anyway, swimming lessons in March, we'll have swimming lessons in April, and then May and June. And swimming lessons fill up really fast for the summer. Mm-hmm. So that's something everybody will want to pay attention to and make sure that they register early so they can get a spot. We also have our adaptive swim programs. And those lessons are on Saturdays. And so anybody with adaptive needs that haven't had the opportunity to take a regular swimming class, they can come down and take that class. And it is an amazing class. We're really
so proud explain
of it.
What adaptive
So that adaptive means that if you've got some special needs or a disability mm-hmm. or, you know, something like autism, you know, something that, like I said, is harder, you know, to participate in a regular class.
Mm-hmm.
This class it's more one-on-one. It, you know, you have the opportunity,
awesome,
you know,
wonderful.
And we have our staff, our teachers,
mm-hmm.
they are instructors. They are trained specially to be able to help.
Mm-hmm.
Those with special needs. So I love it. It's one of my favorite things down there that we do.
Yeah.
So it's a great thing. So make sure you know you're aware of those classes. Also, we have a babysitting class that is coming up, and they get some fun things to do as a babysitter. You know, fun mm-hmm. activities, and also they learn some life saving skills. So if mm-hmm. they're babysitting and was in a situation, they would teach them some life skills. That actually starts this Saturday, so that's one that if anybody's interested, they would want to register for. I mentioned water polo starts tonight. We also have a lifeguard certification class that is starting February 27th. So anybody that is interested in being a lifeguard and learning those skills, they can come down and have that training. And then they actually can take those skills anywhere, but they do get Red Cross certified through the course that we offer down there.
Oh, interesting. Well, that dovetails in with another question that I had in relationship to, you have lots of people down there. I mean, this isn't like 2 or 3 people running this whole facility.
Right.
Talk a little bit about opportunities for younger people to get an experience in working, when they can be hired age-wise, and what are some of the certifications they may need for being a lifeguard or...
Okay. So, yes, we do. Definitely down there, you can start lifeguarding at 15. So if you are interested, again, like I said, you'd want to get Red Cross certified. And we start at 15. You can work, you know, we we have anywhere from 15 on up that work down there. A lot of our lifeguards are 15 and 16, and they are amazing. We not only do you get Red Cross certified training from us, but there's also training that goes on, you know, constantly, you know, within services and working with our lifeguards to continue to just train and make their skills even better. So as for a young adult, it's a great opportunity for them, you know, to learn those skills that are, you know, I think they're life skills too. They're things that they can use throughout their life. So, and it's fun. We've got just a great staff down there. It's a great place to work, great people to be around. And I've just, I am amazed. Anytime I go down there on a daily basis, I'm amazed at just how great our staff are. They're friendly, and it's just, it's a fun place to work, and the people coming in from the community, I think they appreciate our staff. In fact, right now it's Kindness Month down at the rec center, and we've got a huge wall that that our clients can put like just little notes of, you know, thank you. And it's wrapping around the CRC now. So if anybody gets a chance, they should go take a look. And it's just kind words about how grateful they are for staff. So again, just lots of things, a lot of opportunities, you know, working in Child Watch. You know, we have lots of opportunities for instructors, fitness instructors. Of course, they have to be certified, but there are opportunities there, and we're always looking for good people to work down there.
So how many people do you have working at the CRC?
So currently we have over 275 employees.
Isn't that amazing?
It is so amazing. And just in lifeguards alone, we have about 145 to 150 lifeguards alone. Well, and that includes coaches and everything down there, but it's great.
Tremendous. Well, the last question I had is a question that we get asked periodically in relationship to expansion. And just some of your thoughts, and maybe I can also share some thoughts from the mayor council side.
That'd be great. Of course, I mean, we get that all of the time, you know, that people do want us to expand. We're a busy center. There's a lot going on down there, and we would love to expand. Of course, there's nothing formal right now as far as plans for an expansion, but I think future plans are that we would love to have the center expanded, and we're working towards that goal. We're talking about that and hoping that will be a possibility in the near future.
And there is ground to expand to the north, is that right?
Yes, actually to the east.
East.
Yes, we're thinking just right off of the east side that there's a big lawn area out there that we could expand into and be able to create more.
Well,
areas.
I was thinking east, but I said north.
Okay,
you're exactly right. Yeah. That's right. I got my directions mixed up. So anyway, well, from a council side, I know that we're always looking at opportunities and circumstances to how to best use the tax money that we get. This is something that is supported by the city and also by the revenues that people pay to get some of these services. So this is the balancing act, and this is handled by the PAR committee and also your department being able to make recommendations about how and what we can do in order to make those services and opportunities more more meaningful for our citizens if they would like to. So it's something that we're always under evaluation. There's nothing that's formalized at this time, but we're always looking for those opportunities. So, well, Stacy, thank you so much for taking time.
Thank you.
I'm sure you're running 100 miles an hour, and it was nice to have you stop and share some of those thoughts. So thank you so much, and we really appreciate all that you do.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. If you haven't yet ventured over to the Clyde Recreation Center to see all that it has to offer, we invite you to do so. We want to give a special thanks to Mayor Packard and Stacy Child for being on the podcast today. We'll be back in your feed with a new episode in March. Have a great day.